First, let us do a grounding exercise to connect you deeply to the earth. And then we will proceed with different techniques to work with your energy field, to work with the issue of addiction and attachment. Close your eyes, notice where there may be tension in your body, and decide that it can go. Decide that you don't need it to tell you who you are, and that you can temporarily surrender it in order to do this work today. But scan your body. Please be aware of what is happening in your body. Don't just make a decision with your mind. Find places in your body that carry tension. Some of it will be little bits of tension, stress, that has built up today, the last few days, the last few weeks. And some of it will be with you for the long term, perhaps even seeming a necessary or important part of who you are. Of course it is not. It is the natural state of your energy field to be free of stress, which is why stressful things come up in your field and seek resolution. So noticing in your body where there may be tension and stress, and deciding you don't need it. Some of it will go right away. Some of it will not. Now put your attention on your breathing. Have it be gentle but full. Relaxed but full. Breathe from your diaphragm, not from the upper part of your chest. Your belly should move, not your chest. Slow, relaxed breathing, but full. Now let it be just a little more full. Relax into taking in just a little more air on each inhale at this point. Your mind will want to comment and think and list things and report on what's happening with an opinion. Keep your attention on what it feels like to be in your body right now. The air coming into your body, and tension leaving your body when it can. Now we will begin grounding. We're going to ask you to imagine energetic cords going from a couple different parts of your body down into the earth. We're going to ask you to set these cords up with your imagination, to create it happening because you are imaging it and imagining it. You are holding the vision in your mind of you doing it. It therefore happens. You must trust this. As an energetic being, you can do lots of things that go beyond the physical that your linear logical mind might not understand or want to trust. Energetically, anything is possible. We're asking you now at this point, from the bottoms of your feet and also your root chakra, which is also known as the first chakra, this energy center. It's located right around the anus. Putting your feet flat on the ground sometimes helps people get used to this. Awareness of these three parts of the body. These cords are going down into the earth. Your target is the center of the earth. Whether or not you actually reach it, it doesn't matter as much as the intention to connect to the earth. We're going to ask you to bring the energy of the earth up into your body through these cords as you inhale. I'd like to say something about this first. The earth is a source of support for you as long as you are in a body. The earth is, in fact, a fantastically large consciousness, a portion of divine source, a part of all of creation, a portion of all that is. That exists in this particular dimension to be supportive of your journeys as souls or portions of all that is of the divine intelligence, learning through being incarnated what it means to do so. Essentially, every human is learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. This is the crux of the human journey. This is the entirety of the human experience over many thousands of years encapsulated. What love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. The earth is your primary support while you are physically embodied. Keeping this in mind, that the earth is in fact your physical mother, spiritual, physical, material, mother, parent figure, I'd like for you to set the intention to draw this energy up into your body, to decide to be receptive to the energy of the earth so that it can stabilize your energy field, which is to say your emotional field. This is why we want you to do this. When we speak to anybody through this channel, we ask you to do this. It is the primary tool for sanity, health, development, spiritual growth, all of these things, evolution. The primary tool. Now begin breathing this energy of the earth up into your body. For some of you, it will be allowing it to be there because it will have come to meet you. For others, you have to draw it in intentionally. If you have not done this with us before, or with others, you might not be sure what to expect or how to know if it's working. Your job right now is to be relaxed and maintain the intention to be willing to receive this energy and this support. Just as we've asked you to imagine sending cords into the earth, we're asking you to imagine drawing the energy of the earth up into your body as you inhale. Imagining it makes it happen. Imaging it makes it happen. Some of you may find the bottoms of the feet or the root easier. I encourage you in time to practice with each so that all three are online. But today, perhaps, in the early stages, if you have not done this with us many times before, perhaps one is more comfortable. It is fine to allow one to either the feet or the root chakra. But however you do it, bring the energy of the earth up into your body and make the decision to thank the earth on a regular basis for providing you a place on which to live out this journey, this divine journey. so that you can learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. The Earth essentially functions as a mirror or a reflector, constantly asking you to come back to yourself to be the source of love. The Earth, in essence, says, I will always hold a loving space for you and be supportive of you no matter what you seek, no matter what kind of support you need, to clear your head, to clear your emotions, to gain insight, to come from your mind into your body, to activate your emotions in a positive way. Any support that you need, I will give it to you. And this is the gift that the Earth brings all of these beings who are learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Ultimately, you must decide you are the source of love, but the Earth is of marvelous support along the way. Breathing this energy of the Earth up into your body, allowing it to come into your body, going up through your legs, to your knees and your upper legs, up to your hips, all the way up through your torso, up through your chest, to your shoulders and neck, from your shoulders, down your arms, all the way to your fingertips. And then through your neck, up to your cranium, and up to the crown, the top of the head, the seventh chakra. Always bringing this energy in. We want you to train yourself to do this 24/7. You will be able to fix your problems. You will be able to solve your emotional quandaries. You will be able to clearly work through dilemmas if you are grounded in this way all the time. Breathing the energy of the Earth up into your body on your inhales, and then down through these same openings on your exhales. Now we begin the exchange of energy with the Earth. Drawing the Earth's energy up into your body, it will naturally mix a little with yours. Then breathing it down through the cords on your exhales. We want you to become comfortable with this exchange. This will affect your consciousness in positive ways. This will allow you to see more clearly what you need to do when and why. It will support you in learning the confidence and strength to say yes, please, to what is wonderful for you, and no thank you to what is not wonderful for you, what is harmful, destructive, hurtful. It will help you invest your divine power of conscious choice into all the decisions you make, instead of responding by rote, responding by habit, or reacting from fear or a sense of lack in some way. On your inhales, you breathe the energy of the Earth up into your body fully. And then you breathe it down through these cords into the Earth. You are exchanging energy with the Earth and sharing. Nothing that you need will be lost in the Earth. Nothing the Earth cannot give will be lost within you. To align your consciousness with that of the Earth is one of the gifts that this Gaia offers you. You do well to tune yourself to the frequency of the Earth as much as possible. This is your primary tool for healing issues about addiction. Being grounded provides clarity. Being grounded provides the tools and the developing patience to be able to consciously work with emotions that are challenging to feel, and or horrible and awful and terrible to feel. Breathing the energy of the Earth up into your body on your inhales. Breathing that energy back out on the exhales. Now, please scan your body as you inhale. Notice where the energy is going, this energy from the earth, and where it might not be going, where it might not fully reach for one reason or another. You don't need to know what the reason may be. Perhaps some part of your body you notice now is holding some tension, and this energy cannot get there because of that. Just choose to relax that part of your body. Let the tension go down into the earth, because you don't need it to tell you who you are going forward. You are being supported by the earth. You have support. You are welcome here. You don't need to be nervous that you might not be. For some, this would be an involuntary response. Just one part of the body, perhaps. And you are in a position to decide to let it go. To surrender that tension. At this point, we would like to let you know that you have the option of calling on us, allowing us to come into your space to do some energy work. So far, we have just been grounding. For those familiar with the grounding process this channel teaches, that we have taught him, this is a rather long and drawn-out version of it. This is intentional. At this point, you can opt to welcome the vibration that we are speaking through this channel to affect you, to let it come into your space a little more. Our intention as we do this kind of thing with and for you is that your consciousness be upgraded for the better. That your awareness level gets a little closer to your divine awareness. Your human awareness aligned with and therefore becomes over time closer with your divine awareness. Your divine awareness is that you, in fact, are always the source of love. When you are human, it is easy to forget this, to overlook it. It is very easy to find that one has never been taught this. So as we do this work for you, through this channel, we invite you to open up, to receive the support we're offering you, which is intended to be a reminder, a pointed, specific, direct, energetic stimulus that reminds you that you can choose to be the source of love. You can at all times, in each and every moment, choose to be the source of love and therefore align with and get closer to what divine intelligence, which is to say your soul, wants you to learn. One more moment, please. Drawing the earth energy up into your body through these cords from your root and the bottoms of your feet. Drawing this energy fully and powerfully up into your body. Thanking the earth for being supportive of you to remind you that you are supported. You are the source of love. The earth shows you, I can be loving for you, to remind you that you are the source of love. And this is a function we have as well. Now, please, leaving these cords where they are, leaving these chords where they are. Just gently letting them be. We want your attention to go to your seventh chakra, the crown chakra. This is located on the top of your head. We'd like for you to gently open this up and to breathe the supportive energy of the cosmos into your body. You can think of it as white light from your guides. You can think of it as an angelic energy, a Christ consciousness energy. You can think of it as loving aliens who surround the earth and are rooting for you. You can think of it in any way, but a loving energy from the cosmos. Essentially, you are saying, not I'm going to absorb some random energy into my body, but I am open to receiving, through my crown, supportive, loving energy of a cosmic nature from the universe. And again, on your inhales, you draw this energy into your body from your crown. Now, this energy will be very, very different than the energy you drew into your body from the earth. This is normal, that it is different. So it comes into your head. It may feel a little foreign, a little strange. It may feel a little cooling. It may feel lighter. It may feel active. It may feel a little buzzing. You may want to lean back and drift off because it's kind of dreamy when it comes down to it. It's an energy that supports creativity and daydreaming, actually. So you're bringing this energy down through your crown, into your head, down through your neck. Notice how differently it feels in each part of your body from the energy of the earth. Down to your shoulders, down through your arms, down to your fingertips. Again, down through your neck, shoulders, down through your ribcage area, your torso, your middle, down to your hips, through your legs, down to your feet. On the inhales, you breathe this energy in. On the exhales, you let it go. Let it be there. Let it stay. Just release your attachment to it. You want to fill your body, tune your body to this energy for a few minutes before we exchange it with the cosmos. Breathing this energy in on the inhale and just relaxing on the exhale. When this energy gets down to your feet, you may feel a little coolness. It is very different in how it vibrates relative to the energy of the earth, which may not be necessarily warming, but tends to be neutral. This energy vibrates on a higher rate, a different frequency, and can feel cool. Breathing this energy in through your crown, down through your body. Make sure it gets to every part of your body. Make sure that any bit of tension that may be in your body now is relaxed. Now on your exhale, send this energy back up to exchange it with the cosmos. Inhaling this energy down into your body through your crown and exhaling it back up. Please continue to do this until we ask you to do something else. Now we're going to ask you to do a new thing. This is to breathe in from this crown source, as well as the root and feet sources simultaneously. And on the exhale, when you Finish inhaling, just relax, don't worry about moving the energy, but breathe in both sources simultaneously. This may take a little practice. Throws some people whose minds during this process are on edge. Just in case they do something wrong, let me tell you, there's nothing that you can do wrong. The practice it would take would be to allow something other than your conscious mind to respond to these requests and invitations and instructions. The conscious mind will want to be on edge all the time, just in case something may go wrong. But you're fine. Everything's fine. Breathing in from the cords below and the cord above. Simultaneously, this energy will mix within your body. Several more rounds of this breathing. Now it will naturally want to meet at your heart or fourth chakra, the center of your chest. This is normal. In fact, the natural vibratory rates of chakras 4 through 7, heart, throat, mind, and crown, in fact, suit the energy of this cosmic energy very well, while the chakras 1, 2, 3, and 4, root, sacral, solar plexus, and heart, actually vibrate towards this bottom, this earth energy. Notice the fourth chakra is involved in each set. It is in common. It links the upper and lower halves of your energy field, which is why it's so important to be aware of the heart and to move energy through it. And to be in a conscious, intentional relationship with what your heart is telling you. It links the upper and lower parts of your field. It has the capacity to vibrate on each side of this range of frequencies. Being in your heart is a phrase you wonderful New Agey people may use, metaphysically oriented people. I didn't mean to call you New Agey as an insult, but metaphysical people, people into meditation, people looking at their emotions and how to live in the world in a conscious way, living a heart-centered life, as we often recommend. As we said earlier, becoming the source of love is the first step to solving problems in your world, individually as well as around you and collectively. So with this fourth chakra, the next step to do is to, on your exhales, allow it to open. So on your inhales, you are breathing in through each source above and below simultaneously. This energy naturally mingles, mixes, and melts together at your fourth chakra. Now I want you to relax, open your fourth chakra. Imagine energy, a ball of white light, emitting from it. This ball will kind of half emerge from you, your heart chakra opening. Other places we have discussed this as a cord of white light. You can use that if that works, if you are habituated to that. But we'd love for you to try just this gentle opening of the fourth chakra. Breathing in from above and below. On the exhale, allowing energy to be generated at your fourth chakra. For some, this is a difficult training because they are accustomed to allowing this part of their field to be activated when someone they love comes in sight or something cute happens around them. A baby, a puppy does something cute, something like this. But you are choosing to generate love because you are choosing to do it, not because there is something cute to love, but because you have decided to become the source of love. Breathing in from above and below simultaneously, filling up your body with these two sources of energy, and then allowing it to begin to come out your fourth chakra, your chest, the center of your chest. This is balm. This is a soothing, energetic ointment. love being the cure for all that ails. Breathing in from above and below, and allowing on the exhale your heart chakra to open. Decide to relax this heart chakra. Decide that you are safe. Decide that there is nothing wrong. Please decide that you are fine the way you are. Please decide there is nothing wrong with you. Please make the decision that there is nothing wrong with you. Make the decision that you are safe and free to be who you are. Make the decision that nothing you have done is worthy of negative judgment. Nothing that you have chosen is worthy of shame. We're asking you to explore forgiving yourself for being just who you are. Breathing in through both sources, above and below, crown and root and feet, from the cosmos and the earth. Fully breathing this energy in, and on the exhale, deciding that you're fine the way you are, and forgiving yourself for being just who you are, forgiving yourself for choices you have made that have not worked out well. Deciding to free yourself of shame, to free yourself of regret. Now, continue with this process, the breathing process, and we're going to speak to you. Ideally now you are what we might say in your heart. You may feel a little emotional right now. You may not. Many, many people absorb things into their fourth chakra and other things in other parts of their bodies that are linked to the fourth chakra, that are linked to feeling, but perhaps symbolize other chakras. And when we ask you to put attention on the heart in this way, some people have a release. Something difficult or painful or heavy, perhaps dark or sad or grieving, some sense of powerlessness perhaps. Some heavy thing seeps out, accompanied by tears, perhaps some crying and sobbing, perhaps just your eyes leaking a little bit. Your challenge, our invitation, your challenge, is to become willing to do this on a daily basis until what is in there has relaxed, till what is in there has been moved, you have become aware of it, and it has become integrated with your daily awareness, without shame, without regret, without fear that you're not safe, because you can choose to decide that you are safe every hour of every day. You can know with absolute certainty that you have the right to be here on this plane, to be here in this body, and to be exactly who you are. You can decide to be safe. You therefore will be safe if you decide it. You can decide to be the source of love. You can draw a line in the sand for any destructive behaviors from the past and decide to be the source of love because that's your decision. You're no longer going to be upset because someone didn't love you or couldn't support you. Okay, This must be part of your learning journey as part of divine spirit, living life as a human, to learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. There are, of course, times in that journey when other people cannot love you the way that you need or want or ask for or plead for or beg for or wait for. So, from this space, please decide that it's okay, that you have not been able to get something that you needed, that you were not able to procure a level of support that you wanted. Decide that this is okay, because you're strong enough to become the source of love for yourself. Again, your attention goes back onto these cords, into the earth, from your root and your feet, and into the cosmos, from your crown. Breathing energy in from each source simultaneously to fill your body. Deeply. Breathing deeply, fully. On every inhale, you breathe this energy in, and on every exhale, you allow your heart to open, generating energy from your fourth chakra, generating love, creating love. Would like for you to make some decisions once again. Decide that you are strong enough to become the source of love for yourself. I am strong enough to become the source of love. Commit to being willing to learn what this requires and what this means. I want you to be clear that you are not one of billions of people running around on the face of this planet, having problems, experiencing crises. You are, in fact, one of billions of portions of divine consciousness learning how to be on the planet, learning how to become the source of love for yourself. You are not somebody who needs strength to make the right decisions, to care for yourself, to anything. You are not one of billions who needs strength. You are one of billions who is not yet perhaps clear that you are divine strength incarnate. Yes, your body has issues sometimes. Your body ages. You will die. Your energetic field, your emotional field, your spirit. You as the creator of love, you as the source of love. This is your divine nature. It is already strong. It could not be stronger. And every time we come through to speak with you, to work with you, to affect your field, your vibration, your consciousness, to help you improve your life, what we do is we find different corners of your field to activate, to remind you of who you truly are. This is a phrase that's used very frequently in metaphysical New Age circles. You are divine consciousness, living as a person, on a very long journey, a convoluted, complex, winding road of learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. All that has happened in your life thus far. When others have not loved you, when others have made choices intentionally, seemingly intentionally, that have hurt you, or intentionally, when you have made choices that have hurt you, or that have not loved you, all the times others have chosen from indifference toward you, all the times you perhaps, have chosen from a place for yourself of indifference. Decide that it is part of this long-term journey to learn what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Now, put your attention back on these cords, these two sources above and below. Breathe this energy into your body fully once more. And on your exhales now, open your heart fully. Allow all this energy to come out of your heart and wrap itself around you. It will choose the direction. But relax your heart. Decide you are the source of love and open your heart. Breathing in from above and below and breathing out, surrounding yourself in this energy of love from your fourth chakra. We often give those who would like in color to work with white. Pink and purple also work fine. Violet, pink, sometimes blue, white. Any or all of these together. Breathing in through both sources. Breathing out through your heart to surround yourself in a cord of light. Generating love because you are the source of love. Now, every issue with addiction comes down to a sense of lack in an emotional way, of an emotional lack, which is to say love, a dearth, an absence, a lack of love. Let us say that you are somebody who does not yet feel on top of an addiction you may have. And you're wondering how this will help you. Because from your perspective, from your linear logical mind's perspective, that is to say, the problem seems to be the behavior that relates you to this addiction. The choices, the behavior, the real world, manifest world, day-to-day reality, things that you may do or not do. When you focus on the behavior without focusing on becoming the source of love, without focusing on the thing behind the behavior that the behavior is meant to address or fill in the gaps, then you are just focusing on behavior. It is easy to become obsessive without understanding the source of the issue and how to truly transform your relationship with the situation. Breathing from both sources into your body, fully relaxed but full. Out through your fourth chakra, wrapping this cord of light around you, this love around you. You are the source of love, but you must daily decide that this is so. When it comes down to it, nobody can love you in the way that you need to love yourself. This is the divine promise that creative energy, the cosmic intelligence, all that is, you as soul joined with all other souls. This is the setup. This is the deal. Nobody will love you in the ways that you need to love yourself. Your power comes through choosing to become the source of love and, of course, work through all of the speed bumps and bits of debris and boxes full of old photo albums you may trip over along the way. But for you to become the source of love is manifesting your divine power here on earth. So, make the decision that you are the source of love. Decide that you are willing to learn what that means and what it requires. I want you to keep on autopilot, so to speak, the inhalation and exhalation, the inhalation from both sources above and below. And I want you to now become habituated to relaxing this fourth chakra, relaxing your heart and opening it. Having this light surround you, this white light, this green, blue, pink, white, purple, whatever light it is that you are generating from this fourth chakra. We are not rigid about color assignations to chakras, by the way. Because different energies will appeal to you at different times, different frequencies will speak to you. Now we want you to make the decision to going forward, learning to observe how you see things. Essentially, learning to observe the filter through which you see the world. We're asking you to become willing to fill in all the gaps where love may be missing in your life. To become the source of love for yourself. We have not said this yet, but also to let off the hook everyone else who couldn't love you the way that you needed or wanted. Truly relieving them of the responsibility for loving you in a way that they couldn't fulfill because your souls set it up that way. Because divine intelligence requires that you become the source of love in your life. How you view the world may be tinged with a sense of what is missing. And the pain and or boredom and or frustration that comes from this perception may contribute to addictive behaviors and those patterns and situations. So, daily, we want you to decide to be the source of love for yourself. And in the process, letting everyone else off the hook for not loving you in the right way. People's groups, people, individuals, groups, situations, institutions, society. However much it takes for you to actually get to this place of knowing that you are the source of love. Deciding and then inhabiting it fully till you know it's true. And you are filling in the gaps for yourself. So we want you to view the world not in terms of what is missing, but in terms of what you are bringing, what you are choosing to bring to your world. We want you to cross a line from seeing that something you would like to see around you is not there, that you would like to see available to you is not available. We'd like for you to cross the line to understanding that you can give yourself everything that you need by becoming the source of love. Now, this is not head in the clouds, fluffy, smoke up the ass stuff. This is not frou-frou New Age nonsense. It is to say that if there are gaps in your field about this, if you are looking for something outside yourself, A, you will never find it. B, you will end up probably doing something destructive that makes you sad, bored, unhappy, and pained. So decide to be the source of love for yourself. Decide to become the source of love for yourself. And you will align more with what your soul is all about. Every soul is the source of love. The soul is watching you to see what it takes to figure it out. Not because you're in a race, not because it's a contest or you're being tested. Nothing like this. The soul is observing what it takes for a human with a mind and with beliefs and an emotional field that can be imprinted upon positively and negatively. What does it take for such a being who has forgotten his or her true nature as divine source, divine intelligence, creator consciousness, all that is? What will it take to choose to become the source of love? When it comes down to it, each and every person finds out that nobody else will love him or her in the way that is needed. Some people, this will push over the edge into self-destructive behaviors, to try to escape, essentially, but escape often accompanies self-destruction. We have compassion for all of these choices and all of these experiences. We ask you to have compassion for this in yourself as well as others. We ask you to cease judging yourself and shed shame for anything you may have experienced or chosen. But you can fill in the gaps. You can get to the place through conscious choice that nothing is missing. This is what we want you to do. To view the world as bringing you experiences, situations, dynamics, relationships, interactions, associations, opportunities that reflect to you what is going on in your energy field, but that are not indicative of how much love you deserve. For instance, you buy a new piece of clothing that you love. Perhaps it's nothing special, perhaps it's nothing expensive or showy, but you love it. It just appeals to you. And the first time you wear it, four different people whom you see regularly make a face or hide that they don't like it. They try to hide it, or they perhaps even make an overt comment of, you can do better, something like this. They wouldn't say it quite like that, but something like this. Now, you love this piece of clothing. So how important should the opinions of these other people be? Every human wants to be liked. But you love this piece of clothing. So even if they don't like it, does it mean they don't like you? Of course not. So you do what you need to do. Make the choices that suit you best. Fill in all the gaps. Provide love for yourself. A piece of clothing such as this would reflect this. Reflect a happy state that you choose for yourself. You are wearing it on your outside. So what would they really be reflecting to you? Perhaps that you never wear things that you love, so they have never really seen what you love. So you must in this way be willing to stay open to interpretation of how others react to you and what life brings to you as a whole, whether it's through a particular relationship. This is the easiest thing to see because people are always telling each other what they think of each other and trying to help each other through advice and things like this, which can be criticism. Love kind of wrapped up in, conditions or criticism, conditional criticism. When life brings you hardship, when life brings you a challenge, it's your job to know that you are the source of love and that life is not more powerful than you. Such that if it brings you something difficult, part of you says, gosh, I must deserve something difficult. It's not about deserving. Something in your field vibrates, either I'm ready for a challenge, or gosh, I'm expecting something bad to happen. So look at everything that comes to you not as a challenge to your worthiness, but as reflecting to you what you, as divine source embodied as a person temporarily, waiting to choose to become the source of love, need to see about yourself in order to get there. In essence, inner blocks bruises, knots, speed bumps, cement barricades are reflected in the outer world. So take them for what they are, not as indicative of what you deserve. We want you to choose to be the source of love at all times. It will not be easy 24/7. You will slip. You will have a day, a week, a month here where you don't buy it at all. You cannot swallow it. That's fine. The channel and many he works with go through this, but the point is to come back. Thank you for your time and attention. This ends part one.